A jury in Boston has awarded $2.1 million to a Massachusetts judge who accused a newspaper of libel. Superior Court Judge Ernest Murphy says the Boston Herald quoted him as saying disparaging things about victims that he never said. And he says the paper launched a malicious and relentless campaign that destroyed his career and his health. NPR's Tovia Smith joins us now from Boston. Tovia, it's quite unusual for a public figure to win a libel case like this, is it not?
Absolutely. The standard is very high for libel against a public figure. There's a kind of presumption that public officials kind of have to take their licks, and even a presumption that reporters will make some mistakes. So when you're dealing with a public figure, which a judge certainly is, you have to prove what's called actual malice. That is, not only do you have to show that the paper made mistakes, but you also have to prove that it knew that what it wrote was false or was probably false. In other words, that there was reckless disregard for the truth. And the standard for that is a tough one. It's got to be clear and convincing evidence. One interesting element here is that the judge tried to prove that the reporter in this case was biased by citing one of his appearances on a cable TV show to kind of get at his state of mind at the time. And for that reason, among others, this case is really being watched closely by many people. It seems to point to some of the new perils to this practice of reporters doing these kinds of live interviews to promote their stories.
Tovia, tell us more about the actual allegations in this case.
This is about a judge, again, who says that a Boston Herald article was so critical of him that it touched off a firestorm of protests. It prompted death threats against him. It ruined his health and reputation. The story ran about 3 years ago. It was a page one headline titled Murphy's Law, and it called Judge Murphy a wrist-slapping judge who was easy on criminals, and it said he, quote, heartlessly demeaned victims. There are two quotes in particular that the judge disputes, one regarding a 14-year-old rape victim, and the paper quotes the judge as saying, she's 14, she got raped, tell her to get over it. It's a comment the judge says he never made. Another has to do with a 79-year-old woman who was a robbery victim, and the Herald quoted the judge as saying, I don't care if she's 109. And the judge says that was taken totally out of context, that in fact his comment continued on, I don't care if she's 109 or 29. When someone holds a knife to a woman in an armed robbery, I view that as a very serious crime. So obviously a very, very different meaning there. The judge's attorneys basically tried to portray this reporter as a sloppy tabloid reporter who was interested in being a media star. Lawyers for the Herald argued that their reporter did a thorough investigation of the judge, that he had reliable sources, and they say he had absolutely no doubt that what he was reporting was the truth.
Even with this ruling, it's likely this story will continue. What happens next?
An appeal is all but certain. And I should add that in these kinds of cases, juries tend to be more likely to side with plaintiffs. That is, juries tend to identify with the alleged victim and not trust reporters. But at the appellate level, more often than not, these cases go the other way. They're either reversed altogether or their awards are significantly reduced. So while the judge says he's gratified by the decision today, the game is not over.
Thank you, Tovia.
Thank you.
NPR's Tovia Smith in Boston.